Welcome back to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Al Waller. Well, 2018 has come and gone, and now we say hello to 2019. So, Happy New Year, everyone. And with the beginning of a new year is a time for reflection on the past, but also contemplation for the future. Here to give us some ideas about how the new year can lead us to a new you is Catherine Collinson from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. So, Catherine, what should we be doing?
Al, thank you so much for asking, and I'm going to promise everybody I am not promoting New Year's resolutions.
Great.
They generally involve deprivation and fail before Groundhog's Day even rolls around. However, I'm a big fan of goal setting for the years, forming a vision of what do you want to accomplish this year and some steps to achieving those goals, which is a very different mindset than deprivation-oriented resolutions. Some of the goals involved savings goals, even just taking time to look at how much you've saved over the last year, how your savings have grown, if you've taken a step backwards, and just doing a sanity check. Are you on track? And in the coming year, what can you do to save even more or other steps for improving your retirement outlook?
So now we've created some of these goals and we understand the priorities that we want to achieve. What comes next?
One thing I think is really important is to take the vision a step further and look at your overall financial situation. It's a good time to look at other aspects of your finances. Are your insurance coverages up to date? Mm-hmm. Or hopefully you have insurance coverages.
Right.
Looking at any debt that you have. Are you comfortable with the level of emergency savings that you have? Are you planning for a major expense or a vacation? But to put the whole picture together. And if you can find that quiet time to do over the holidays, I know that's not easy,
sure.
But the new year really does nicely lend itself for some reflection as well as forward thinking.
Gotcha. Well, I see any final words of wisdom for those of us who are looking to make some big strides, especially towards our long-term financial security in the new year.
One of my favorite tips is to update your resume. And often, for those of us in the workforce, we often have to write a self-appraisal about what we accomplished over the last year. And in the process of doing so, it's actually a really kind of efficient time to look and see, hey, is my resume up to date and sparkling with all of my recent accomplishments? That can also set the stage to help with personal goal setting. Even if you're not looking for a job, you never know when opportunity's going to knock. Mm-hmm. So it's always nice to have your resume up to date. You know, the worst thing that happened is opportunity knocks and you realize that you blinked and 10 years went by since you'd updated
right.
it, which has been known to happen. So
right. It's
just a really nice way to reflect on your accomplishments, take credit for it, put it in your sparkling resume, and open your heart and mind to future possibilities.
Well, I heard all of that, and thanks again, Catherine, for joining us today on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.